For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Should children physically be in school? Well, you can land on that question however you like, but there is one thing to keep in mind. When kids are not gathered together in a school building, it's easy for the vulnerable ones to get lost.
You don't have teachers and school administrators seeing kids daily, and so there's less eyes on kids.
Carissa Ganey is a Child Welfare Services Manager for the South Carolina Department of Social Services. We spoke virtually.
When school's in session, we're under state law able to go into the schools and interview kids. And so, you know, that's an easier method because, you know, kids oftentimes feel more safe if they are being abused or neglected. It's easier to disclose that when you're not around the person who's abusing or neglecting you.
Schools are obligate reporters, meaning that if a teacher or a staff member sees something that suggests child abuse or endangerment, they have to tell DSS. When schools abruptly went virtual in the spring, the department lost track of thousands of children across the state. Many kids were either unwilling or unable to get online. Call volume to the department's intake hotline fell sharply into the summer.
It was down 26% to 27% compared to the year before.
That number has rebounded to about 10%, Ganey says. She credits a ramped-up effort towards outreach and awareness about the DSS intake line. Plus, now that school is at least somewhat back in session, social workers are getting feedback again from administrators. There is another vulnerable population that DSS watches over, though, seniors. And a recent drop in open cases of adult abuse and neglect might not be for a good reason. Alexia Cotton is DSS's upstate manager for adult advocacy services.
Prior to COVID, we at any given week, we'll have over 2,000 open cases. Up until last week, we had 1,483 cases. So we do feel like that could be a result of the mandated reporters are not having access to going into the home since they are isolated.
On September 1st, the state opened nursing homes and senior care facilities to limited visitors again for the first time in half a year. Cotton says that change does allow somewhat more access to clients in facility settings, but she also says that caseworkers will continue following all precautionary measures to ensure safe contact. She says caseworkers have also adapted by increasing calls ahead and by doing virtual visits. Though when it comes to a lot of clients, there is this.
A lot of vulnerable adults don't have a phone or know how to work technology to do a virtual call. So we still take the initiative to go out to the home. And as Clarissa was saying, if we need to stand on the porch or at the bottom of the step, but we are still making sure that we check in on the vulnerable adults.
The same dynamic is happening in Child Protective Services. Ganey says caseworkers need to get inside the home to look for the presence of things like food and utilities. But the casual sit-downs with families are gone.
You move outside, whereas before, you know, you might be sitting at their table talking to them, sitting at their couch.
Both Ganey and Cotton say that mobile technology has allowed the department to adapt on the fly to the sudden and seismic upheavals COVID has wrought. It also allows caseworkers to stay in touch with clients and to take care of mountainous paperwork from a safe distance. But an unexpected virtue of disruption, Ganey says, is that caseworkers across the DSS are now actually more aware of what everyone else in the agency is doing.
We do these biweekly communication calls with our leadership. And so you're hearing all the divisions of DSS, child support, economic services, child care licensing, like all these people who maybe before we wouldn't have gotten all of these updates. And we've realized how much our work overlaps and how much we can depend on each other for different things.
DSS is also working on a 24/7 version of its abuse reporting hotline. But over the summer, the department did manage to get the hotline up 24/5. Anyone needing to report abuse or neglect can call 888-CARE, the number 4, US. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.